Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you for podcast number 57, where we will talk about how to live out our faith, not just on Sundays, but the rest of the week. And with us is group leader Robert Panetta. Robert, tell the folks who you are and what you do here at Grace.
Well, I'm Robert, and my family's been coming to Grace for about 16 years now, and over that time, just done various things, leading various groups, leading mission trips. Just been highly involved in the church.
Yeah, that's awesome. Lots of different groups, lots of wisdom, and you've seen people come and go out of groups. And I think at one time you guys led a marriage study as well.
Yes.
Marriage group.
Yes.
So, Robert, thanks for being here. One of the things we want to talk about today is what does it mean to live out your faith, not just on Sunday mornings, but Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I was thinking about this question a little bit. Because I don't know, what do you think about that question? because I would actually say that everybody lives out their faith Sunday through Saturday every day.
Yeah.
You know, and the question for me really is, like, what is it that you actually believe?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting question for me because it only comes up in Christian circles, it seems like. I was trying to think of another area in my life where that comes up,
yeah.
And no one asks you, what does it look like to be an OSU Buckeye fan? What does it look like to be?
Because we just
what
know.
Does it look like
yeah.
to be a
yeah.
grandparent?
Yeah.
You know, right now at my firehouse, it's just annoying to me because on every TV all night is hockey.
Mm.
You don't have to ask somebody what it looks like to be a hockey fan.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
That's fair.
Let me give you a practical example, though, because I was thinking about this. So back in 2010, we were what you called creasters. We came to church on Christmas and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a young high school girl who came to Grace who ended up asking our oldest son to go to youth group one night. And so it's Easter of 2010, and we're fighting about where to go to church, because that's how awesome we were at the time, right? So we're fighting about where to go to church, and my son just happened to say, because of that experience with that high school girl, he just said, well, let's just go to Grace. And so we went to Grace, and we heard the Easter message that year, and Keith was preaching a sermon, and they were in a series called Triple Dog Dare.
Hmm.
And I only remember one line from that sermon, and he said, I triple dog dare you to live as if the tomb of Jesus is empty.
Mm.
I don't remember anything else about that sermon, but that sermon changed my life.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so that's an example of a young high school girl who just happens to be my daughter-in-law now.
Yep.
It's a young example, or it's an example of a young high school girl who just took what little bit of faith she had and just invited somebody to church. And it changed our lives.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, this might be an obvious question, but why would you say it's important for group leaders to live out their faith throughout the week?
Because we live in a lost and dying world.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking for answers, and they need to see something real.
Yep.
One of the groups that Steph and I led over the years was high school ministry. And that was one of the biggest things that we heard from our students was, we see how our parents are on Sunday, that they want us to go to church and they want us to go to high school ministry, but we also see how they are the rest of the week,
yeah.
and it just doesn't seem real.
Hmm.
People need to see something real.
Yeah,
that's good.
For sure. So, Robert, during the week, you know, you're in the firehouse every third day. You're doing other things on the off days, a lot of times here. Or in some Bible study, but what habits do you have or rhythms do you have to keep your faith active and strong through the week, other than Sunday mornings listening to Keith?
You know, it's just I think it's just my thing that you know, I'm in my Bible every day.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm listening to something on the radio going back and forth to work, it's either worship music or it's a podcast of some kind. TV doesn't really hold a lot of, like, whatever's on TV. It just doesn't seem interesting to me. So I'm always either watching a sermon or a podcast. But the only time I deviate from that is if I'm watching something on barbecue and smoking meat.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, that's just the appetite that I have is I still like secular music. I still like, I think it's catchy, it's got good beat, but I listened to it and I was like, man, there's no life in it.
Yeah.
And so
let me ask a follow up to that. Maybe this is a harder or longer discussion, but how do you live out your faith in front of your firefighter buddies on your work days?
So that's an interesting question, because I just started a Discovery Bible study at my station. Mm-hmm. So we're starting from ground zero. Like this Friday, we're going to start talking about worldviews. It's only the second week. I think the interesting thing about that is nobody is going to come to that study if they don't see something different that would encourage them to say, hey, maybe there's something here.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the first week when I asked them why they were here, that was one of the answers. That was a consistent answer of the ones who came, was there's something different.
Hmm. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So why do you think it can be harder to live out your faith during the week rather than being in group or here on Sundays? Why is it harder throughout the week when you're not in those settings?
I actually don't think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, what is in you is going to come out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Now, I can see where, you know, it's easy in the sense of you're around a group of people where you're being constantly encouraged. But if you think about it, the Bible says that, you know, this time on Sundays was given to us to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Sunday is just to equip us for the rest of the week.
Yep. Right.
It's not the whole thing.
Yeah.
So if group leaders or any others that are listening to this would say, man, I just don't think I do what you're saying you do, how can they get back on track? How can they change their ways?
Man, I was just reading one of the Psalms yesterday. I can't remember which one it was, honestly, but it was, you know, just taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. Like, do you believe that God is good? And that he's got good things for you, and that he wants to use you in the world. This is a lost and broken world, and he's given us the incredible privilege of using us and working with him to bring people back to him. But do you see that he's good?
So you're saying that every single person, every Christian, has a God-given set of chores. A God-given ministry, if you will.
I prefer, yeah, I love the word ministry over chores.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to be honest, like the two most important things that I function out of every day is, I think we need our identity and our purpose. I know who I am, and I know why I'm here, and I believe that God is good. And he's made it so clear in so many ways. Jesus has said, you know, you're the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You're the salt of the earth. He said, as the Father has sent me, I've sent you. And then Paul says, like, we're this new creation. Like, and God has created us for good works, which he's already prepared for us. And the biggest part of that is when I read 2 Corinthians 5, and it says, you know, if you're in Christ, you're a new creation. The old's gone, the new has come. And all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself. And he gave us this ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to explain, like, God is doing this thing in the world where he's not holding the world's sins against him. He's made a way back for them to come back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using us as his ambassadors.
Yeah.
Like, God is actually making his case through us. So, man, if that doesn't cause you to live differently every day,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, we have the greatest purpose in the world.
100% right. Yeah. So we're closing in on our time. What might be a nugget or two or a thought or two that you'd want to leave the group leaders with?
You know, in the Christian world, and Keith is very good about this, he's always talking about, you know, that God loves us and wants a relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
That this is about relationship. It's not about a set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, man, we as Christians, we turn it into rules.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we turn it into, You know, we turn our life into this sanctification thing of just trying to follow the rules, trying to get sin out of our life, trying to do. And I've said it for a long time. To me, for the most part, sanctification makes no sense apart from the Great Commission. We are already pleasing to God because of what Jesus has done for us. Mm-hmm. So, but when we live our lives as God intended, it looks different. Mm-hmm. And we say to a lost and broken world, hey, God is real. Like, I know him. Mm-hmm. He's good. He's worthy to be followed. Come follow me as I'm following him. That's what Paul said, right? Yep. Follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
And so I would just say, man, taste and see that the Lord is good. And see that our lives matter.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's really rich. Thank you, Robert, for your time today and your wisdom. Group leaders, I'll just say, if you don't know Robert, you need to, and you'd be blessed if you do. So
yep, I agree.
Seek him out in some ways and just listen to him. Robert, thank you.
Thank you.
Group leaders, we'll catch you next week. God bless.